Setting up shop. You'll feel more like a professional and work much more efficiently if you create your own space at home with some thought and care. This doesn't have to be anything fancy, so don't get carried away. I mean, I've known entrepreneurs who spend a great deal of time and effort turning a room into a state-of-the-art office, only to find that they preferred to work at the kitchen table. But a corner that you can call yours, where you can stash your stuff, can really make a difference in your new career and how you feel about it. Of course, you'll have a phone with a voicemail, a computer, a printer, a file cabinet, and there are some extras that really can be helpful too, like a fax machine or a cell phone or a laptop computer for the road. In fact, one investor, a student of my program, takes his laptop on the road, and when he runs across a property he wants to buy, he types up an offer and hands it over right then and there. Clever man. But the main idea here is to get organized and convince yourself that this is for real. And another thing. Success in real estate can't be achieved in a vacuum. To reach your goals, you should make professional and personal contacts who can support your efforts. I started off my investing career by getting acquainted with county courthouse workers and talking to real estate agents and introducing myself to bankers. Stay in close touch with building suppliers, property management companies, and title insurance companies during your investment career. It never hurts to have a real estate-based company on your side. And the same holds true for skilled professionals like accountants and attorneys and insurance agents. They can all be remarkably helpful. And finally, don't forget your fellow investors out there. Don't think of them as your competitors. Believe me, there's enough real estate to go around. These people are in the same field and can give you valuable leads and advice. I urge my students to join investment clubs in their area, just so that they can meet other real estate investors and exchange ideas. And if there's no club in your vicinity, start one. Once you involve and energize others with your passion for real estate investing, you can reap even greater rewards. Setting up shop is very important because to do any job well, you need the right tools and the right resources. And real estate investing is no exception. In addition to a place to work, the essential tools consist of a telephone and pen and paper. A fax machine and computer can come in handy too. Real estate investing resources can take the form of places to get information, like newspapers and periodicals or county courthouses, businesses, like building services and property management companies, and people. Some of the most important people resources for the real estate investor are professionals, such as accountants and attorneys, business contacts, and personal contacts, such as investors and people who will keep their eyes open for properties for sale. In this audio chapter, I'm going to discuss what minimal supplies and equipment you need to start investing, where to find important information, what business and personal contacts you should develop to help your investing career, and how these business and personal contacts can help you become a more profitable real estate investor. So let's begin.